Ishmael Delgado has been living in the United States since the early 1990s. Delgado entered the country without legal permission. He came alone across a desert. 2 years ago, the U.S. government told him to return home because he is an undocumented immigrant. A short time later, Delgado fled to a church in Phoenix, Arizona. Today, he sleeps on a bed in the bottom floor of the building.
I came along with my clothes, and the first day I remember, I don't know, was too much things passing in my head.
Delgado has exchanged his freedom for the safety of Shadow Rock Church.
Pastor Ken, at the beginning, I saw him, his eyes. He wants to help me. He says, okay, the doors of Shadow Rock are open for you. Oh, my God.
The Reverend Ken Heiselman is the head of the church.
He needs a chance, and our system doesn't allow for very many chances for people.
Delgado admits the U.S. immigration system might not give him another chance. But he says living in the church has changed him.
I say bad words. I don't need alcohol to live. I don't smoke. I don't need it.
Sixto Paz, another undocumented immigrant, joined Delgado at the Shadow Rock Church 9 months ago.
I feel like my son. My little son is my power. This is something that can give me more strong to stay and fight.
Sixto sees his son from time to time, but he misses having a job.
Sometimes it's good, sometimes you feel in the morning like everything is going fine. If you go check TV or someone come and I say, you know, Trump, they doing this law. Trump, they signed this up. You know, the change. You feel like, what's going on? What happened when that border?
Other undocumented immigrants are living in fear of the U.S. government. They know the protection offered by some religious groups can last only so long. I'm Marcia James.